States.
And you can't appreciate
specific heartbreaking fashion.
You stay up.
Raised to nothing.
Welcome to the WAGS Imaginary Radio Show, a program that combines conversation with music, humor, exploring the existence of the boogeyman, and the life and experiences of four struggling musicians.
Tell me about your VBS days, Ron.
My VBS days?
Brian O. Yeah.
Well, it all came back, really, when I first got it, my first computer.
Which was?
A 286? I think it was called a 286.
Oh. What are you talking about? You weren't... Oh, you came late.
Well, there was...
286?
There was XTs. I may have had an XT and then a 286.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to go back to the good old days.
What, the Apple IIe's?
Yeah.
No, the Abacus.
But anyway, so friends of mine... I didn't have, money for a computer, and friends of mine had... They were big into computers, and they had spare parts, and they had all these things. So they put together a computer for me. The only thing that they didn't have was a case. So I worked at a food store, and we grabbed a cardboard box, and we used that as a case. And they cut out a spot for the CD drive. They cut out a spot for the plug and everything. So it was this cardboard box computer that I would carry around with me. I don't think I have that anymore, which is surprising because I save a lot of things.
A lot of things.
But it was a Kimberly Clark box. I do remember that.
Kimberly Clark 286.
My Kimberly Clark 286.
It had a CD in it. It couldn't have a CD in it. And floppy.
Floppy, I guess. 3.5 inch.
That's 3.5? You came so late to the party.
Well, we did have some 5.25. Maybe you had both. I don't know. But anyway.
You're late to the party. I thought we were going to have a good conversation about the good old days.
I'm getting there.
No, you're already 4 years... Man, I must be older than you.
You're older than dirt, I guess.
All right, I guess.
So, anyway, so there was this thing called BBS bulletin board systems that we could dial up and...
Okay, do quang on next question.
Right.
What baud rate were you running at?
300 baud, I think, was my first modem.
Okay.
I remember having to use the same phone line, my parents' phone line, to call. So I would disconnect their phone... And I would plug it into the computer, and I would dial up. I guess it was somebody else's computer, like they were the host, let's say. So I would do it at late at night. So, like, after 9 o'clock, which that's late at night.
Cheaper rates?
No. I would do it then because nobody really called the house after 9 o'clock. So, and then I would just call this one person's computer. And I forget, we played
what
something.
What was the name of the board?
I don't know, but it was just...
Prodigy? That's what my friend Donna used.
No, it was somebody's house, like it was, so whatever. But we played this game. So my friend John and I would call this person's computer and like place our move, and it was like some kind of war game, I guess, and whatever. And then you could like type a little text to each other or something. So we never really met this guy. I don't know. My friend John found him somewhere, but then we went over his house to meet him because we thought that it was interesting that we're all playing this silly game. And
did you say pedophile?
45-year-old pedophile. I can tell you stories.
No, but he was older. He was like,
course.
He had like 10 years on us. Anyway, that's where that ended, but my other friend started a bulletin board system.
Mm-hmm.
And he had three nodes. He had like actually three lines so three people could call in at the same time. And enter these conferences. I guess somehow or another he had these different conferences. It was like 60 conferences that people could go in and, I guess, chat or post.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was more posting then. I don't think it was a live chatting. But there was a conference called the Beer Conference. And I think I was like 17 at the time. So I would just go in there as a goof and like type, I love beer or I like beer, you know, just silly things. And then I guess the moderator of the conference got upset and told my friend Mike, who was running this bulletin board system, to kick me out. So I was banned from the beer conference, which I thought was kind of funny. So I would create a new name and try to get in again. But somehow or another, I got caught. So I couldn't go on there anymore. In fact, for a little while, I was banned from logging into my friend Mike's bulletin board system. Because I would call all the time, and I would tie up one of his nodes. And one of his lines, I think it was line 3, would get hooked. It would get off the hook or something like that. And he could tell who was on it. And he's like, oh, this, you know, son of a gun, Brian's on node 3 again. And he shut down the modem, so now no one could get in. It was quite funny. But he was going to make that a business. And he actually asked me to do voiceovers for his business.
Please tell me you have this. Liar.
He might have him. I don't know. But you know,
get him.
You know what? Maybe I do have him. I don't know. But it was called the Imperium BBS. I remember I called it the Imperium BBS. Like, that was my...
Please find me.
That was the commercial for it.
Please. Do you know this guy still?
Oh, yeah.
Did you get him?
He's like a computer whiz.
Get him. He has to have it. Has to.
So, he went on to do more things. Like, now... Or he was hosting websites, like, when, you know, everything came about. And then he sold the company to somebody else and stuff. So, like, I don't know. Really into computers. But it was quite fun back in those days to just dial up a computer. And it was like, oh, my gosh, I'm somewhere else. I'm at somebody's, like, you know, computer in somebody's house. And I'm playing a game and stuff. It was fun. And when I went to college, they had sort of the internet. But it was just... I think it was just...
Like CompuServe or Genie.
It was some kind of, like, you could email each other, just each other, and you could go on to some sort of, like, limited internet, I guess it was, but it was pretty cool. And then, you know, then I guess the internet opened up. I don't really know how it happened, but then you could access anything. But that was my story. I didn't have any cute handles, like... Apparently you did.
Yes, I did.
You're listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
What was your handle?
Well, for I got into it. Nobody had modems. Nobody knew what a modem was.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And this is back in the PET days. I started off on a Commodore PET. And that's what I started on. And then my first computer was a Texas Instruments TI-99/4A. My first computer. And then I had a Commodore. But then we had modems. Like, nobody knew about modems. My friend had a modem. My friend Alex had a modem. And it was like, you can call other people. You can call other computers and talk to them. Nobody knew this existed. Mm-hmm. There was this really small group of people that had it. My first modem, I used to have to pick up the phone and dial it, and then wait for the carrier, and then throw the carrier with the switch. Like, it wasn't even that I had to throw the carrier at the switch. I was one step away from acoustic modems, where you actually had to put the phone on the thing. Like, like, I almost got to that point.
Hard to believe they had that.
Yeah. So then, it was the weirdest thing. It was the coolest thing in the world. Like, this is like before people just had bought computers and they played games and they did whatever. And nobody knew that you could talk to each other. You know? Mm-hmm. And then we did. And it opened. I used to run a BBS.
Oh, you ran one?
I ran one. And D-Dial was huge back then. D-Dial was what they take an Apple. You had an Apple, and whatever his name was, Bill something.
Bill Gates?
No. Bill Babishevitz or something. Whatever. I should give him credit because the guy invented D-Dial. Apple's in the back of Apple's. There's like 7 I/O ports. Don't ask me why. Maybe they had a lot of foresight. I don't know. So the guy says, wait a minute. You can plug whatever you want into them.
Right.
The guy's like, I could plug 7 modems into it, write a program, and then get 7 phone lines.
Oh.
And then people can chat with each other. So I used to go on all these BBSs all the time. They used to sit there and you'd have, like, they'd always have, like, you know, rate the best BBS. And it was always, you know, this one, Don Luby's, all these famous ones. But D-Dial was always number one. I never logged on to it. I didn't know what D-Dial was.
Right.
And that's what it was. You would get online, and you would chat with people. It's pretty much Twitter. So I understand why people are so addicted to Twitter.
Because
when I was a kid, I was addicted to D-Dial. And you just get on there, and you type with 6 or 7 other people. And then that was it. And you would sit there and talk at 300 baud, and it would just scroll across the screen nice and slow. That was like the beginning of like chat rooms.
Yeah, they had something like that at college too. I know what you mean.
It was probably a DDoS. It was the coolest thing in the world. Now you have to remember, it was all computer nerds,
right?
And very people with. It was like a social network, like people that were like, I was a scrawny little nerdy kid. It was just like a social, and you didn't have to be seen or anything like that. It was just a very interesting way to talk to people.
Yeah.
And God, we got addicted to it. Addicted to it. Then I ran my own board, and I did all that stuff, and then it got... When PCs came out. So, like, this was all before PCs. This was all Ataris. Commodores was the basic thing in the world. Since sliced bread, every board was run on a Commodore.
Okay.
IBM boards were, like, you know, snooty. Mm-hmm. Apple boards were okay, but it was all Commodore board. Every board's a Commodore. So then PCs came in, and then I'm like 15 years old, so okay, here come the hormones, here comes the no money, so that's when I was done with computers. I'm like, alright, I'm gonna go meet girls, and I don't have the money, don't go buy a PC. And that's when I left. That was the thing that those two things ruined me for computers, and I stepped away from them. I wasn't really that good at it. Mm-hmm. My friend Alex was brilliant. Like, he could do anything.
Right.
Like, he could program things, you know. I barely ran my board. He helped me out.
Oh, okay.
But it was interesting to be part of that at the beginning. Like, that was like the wild, wild west. That was the wild, wild west of modeming.
Yeah, I would say it was. I mean, because you're communicating with somebody that you don't know who they are.
Oh.
And it's like not... Like, when you say chat room now, you get this negative feeling about it. But, like... I don't know if it was.
It was because it's a number game. Chat rooms now, if you have a million people,
mm-hmm.
obviously there's more, but let's say a million people, 20,000 of them are pedophiles or perverts or whatever. So they're going to be in those chat rooms. Once you shrink the numbers down, like, these are the only people that were calling D-Dial, you know, there wasn't even one weirdo in the whole, so it was a normal chat room and people would chat. You know, but you'd go to these D-Dial parties, and you're, you know, my voice didn't even change. I'm like, hi, how are you? And I'm talking to some guy that's 50. But it was because you were both into computers. You know what right. I mean? It was interesting. You go to these things, you know, you go to these parties.
You mean you actually met these people?
I met these people.
That's strange.
We used to have D-Dial parties, and you'd go there, and I was young, you know, and it's just like, and you'd meet the Psysops and stuff like that.
Yeah, the Psysop.
Psysop, which is, you know, some people say Sysop. Computer nerd says sysop. It's sysop. It's sysop.
Yeah, but I remember.
I don't care.
I don't think I've ever heard that or seen that term like since then.
Yeah, I was a sysop. I was a sysop of the Forgotten Realm. That was the name of my BBS.
The Forgotten Realm.
And my handle was Questar.
Questar. Why Questar?
Because I had. This was a role playing BBS.
Oh really?
Yeah, I ran a role playing BBS.
Wow.
It was called FRP BBS. Was the program. I wish I could give credit to the guy that wrote it, because it was really cool. And then people would run fantasy games. I was a nerd.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Questar?
And you make fun of Star Trek.
I make fun of Star Trek. I'm Questar. I can make fun of Star Trek. I'm Questar. So I used to run it, and then people would run. They'd run their role-playing games. And people would make moves and roll dice. It was like playing D&D,
right.
but on a board. And you'd call in. Okay, I want to, you know, use my whatever magic, blah, 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 this and that. And I was the size up of the Forgotten Realm. I was Questar. I am Questar.
Questar the Great.
Oh, God. That was my handle, was Questar and Ping Pong Kid.
What's Ping Pong?
Ping Pong Kid, when we first, I was over Alex's house, the early 80s, and he was logging onto BBS's, and I didn't have a computer. He's like, you want a password? And you need a handle. Meanwhile, we were playing ping pong in the background because he had a ping pong table. So he said, you call yourself a ping pong kid, who cares? And it stuck, and I was always a ping pong kid. I was PPK. Like, I took it away. I didn't write down ping pong kid. I called PPK. After that, I'm not even good at ping pong. You know, I'm not even a ping pong kid. And we just did it as a goof, and it stuck. And that's what I used my entire life, was PPK.
Wow.
So that was a ping pong kid. And Questar.
Questar.
That's bad. Nerd.
That's good.
It's bad. It's a bad scene. That was PPK.
Okay. Remember the sound the modems would make? You could almost mimic it. It was like...
What we used to do when it was cool, when you log on to a board, like, boards only have one line.
Right.
The one guy had a phone line. This is way before, when only was one phone line in. So you'd call for hours trying to get into this
couldn't
port.
Couldn't get in.
Couldn't get in. Then we say, you know what you do? You emergency breakthrough. So you've got to call the phone, call the operator, and make emergency breakthrough. Because it would unclick the modem. Like you know if somebody picks up, if you're on the, say you're on the phone and somebody picks up, if you're on the modem, somebody in your house picks up the phone to make a call, you get disconnected, and you're a 13-year-old kid like, Ma! Ma, I was on a BBS! So then when we said, wait a minute. Wait, we'll just make emergency breakthrough. So whenever we want to get on a board, we'd call the operator and say, we need to make emergency breakthrough to this number. It's very important. And then they'd break through, and the woman would come back, and she'd go, most of the time, because this was when faxes were even, you know, kind of new. She's like, I think it must be a fax. She went, okay, thanks, bye, click. And then we dialed the number real quick, and it would ring, because we were in, because we disconnected the other guy. Oh, we were assholes. We were assholes.
Wow.
And now for some music from the WAG.
Present no, you.
No, don't do it. No.
What?
No!
What do you mean, no?
I'm ashamed of myself.
Why are you ashamed of yourself?
Hang on a second. Go ahead.
Oh, he's getting under the table.
God.
I present to you none.
Who?
No.
I present to you none other than.
I don't know.
No, I present to you Questar, the great underneath the table here.
Why is he underneath the table?
Why is he Questar?
Well, more importantly.
No, I don't know.
I want a copy of this recording, by the way.
This is getting erased.
No.
You think this is making it to the Imaginary Radio Show?
It is making it.
We're
pumping it into my computer.
When I was a kid, and I will say this because I make fun of you nerds, as I like to call you people, I ran a bulletin board system. And it was a fantasy role-playing bulletin board system. So people played D&D, and I ran the bulletin board system. My name was Questel. That was my handle. So I am Questel. And I make fun of you Star Trek people. Back when I was 13, 14, 15 years old, I was Questel, or the Ping Pong Kid, depending on which day of the week it was.
The what? The King Kong?
No, the Ping Pong Kid. I was Ping Pong Kid.
It's worse. It's not Ping Pong. It's Ping Pong.
Yeah, I wish I was a Ping Pong Kid.
No, instead of just a
I can hold my head up, you know, slightly at a 20-degree angle instead of staring straight down like an ostrich.
This has got to make it onto the radio show. That's all I have to say. And I definitely want a copy because at least I'll have proof that you are Questel.
I was Questel.
You know it's the name of our next album, right?
I'm thinking that we should call it Questar or in the mind of
or Questel. No, we should just put in the credits. You know, drums, Questel.
That would be good.
And I thought that was a cool name.
I would do that.
I was like, what can I call myself? What can I call myself? And I was running a fantasy role-playing bulletin board system, so I'm like, they're on Quest. I'm going to call myself Questar. And I thought this was cool.
Everybody probably liked it, right?
They probably thought I was an asshole. Hey, come on, Questar.
Well, everybody had a name, didn't they?
We all had handles. My CP handle was Snowdog. That one I can live with.
But, I mean, with the role-playing game, didn't everybody else have, like, a
yeah, but they weren't as nerdy as Questar.
What were they?
Other hand, my friend was Prez Barney.
What?
My other friend was Swamp Fox. Trying to think of all
did you say names. Barney?
Prez Barney.
What am I not?
My other friend was a conductor.
Alright, so far Questar is the geekiest one.
Oh, the beyond the doubt.
Prez Barney?
Prez Barney. Prez Barney was cool.
What is Prez Barney?
Prez Barney. P-R-E-Z Barney. Prez okay. Barney. Ice Maniac? He was a co on Adidas.
I have no idea what you're saying.
Oh, you know what?
Co size up on Adidas.
I still don't
it's know. Code. It's code for being a nerd up. Back in 85. You're a co on Adidas.
I think my friend John was a co. And it's funny because
that's a scary conversation.
Oh, you know what, Brian? There were, what was it? There was. I forget. There was something. Man, I can't even remember now. But
great story.
Yeah, no, it's terrible. But there was.
It's gonna be the lead into the next Amanda.
Yeah, that's it. There was another conference that we got.
I have a new segment for the show: Boring Stories by Brian O.
That was a non-story.
I didn't even make it into a story. But you reminded me about. I think I was telling you.
Oh, I can't remember.
This isn't going to be good for for radio, but I told you about the story. That
like the rest of it was?
The Questar thing. This guy is going to be a good pull from that. Gotta be. We are not done with Questar. We are not done with Questar. We are not done with Questar. Questar is going to be in print.
I opened the can of worms. At least I'll admit what I was bad. I make fun of you guys. All I used to do was go home from school and log onto my computer. That's all I used to do.
That's funny. A lot of people do that now.
I know. It swings around. That's why.
And it's normal.
When I look at Alicia and she's addicted to Twitter, I can't say anything because I understand it because that was D-Dial. D-Dial's Twitter. We used to do it 20 years ago. And it was just a different... It was just a different thing.
But I'm not addicted to Twitter, but when I was at my last job, and there were no doctors there, there was nothing to do. The only way to keep myself awake.
Oh, don't get me wrong. No, don't get me wrong. It's just everybody is. But I understand the allure of it. Because when we were kids, we did the same thing. You know, and we didn't have the technology to do it. We imagined this technology when we were kids. We had to sit there and wait 4 hours to get into a BBS.
Right.
Just to sign on for 20 minutes and then they kick you off.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You used to download... You know how I used to put in games? I used to type them in BASIC. I'd get a magazine, Run Magazine, and then they'd have a program in BASIC and you'd have to find your computer. I had a TI. The first one was a TI. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, this program's for a TI. And you'd spend 7 hours typing in the game. You had to type it in.
Right.
Save it onto a cassette player, and then you'd hit run like it was going to work. And then you syntax error here, this error here, syntax error, because you just make typos left and right. So you spend the next 3 hours proofreading it, and then when you finally hit run, it was the most boring game in the world. But it was a game. That was it. You were mesmerized by it. And that's how we used to do it. It used to tape onto cassette tapes.
And now, another non sequitur on the Imaginary Radio Show.
Would a woodpecker ever do any ad work?
Thanks for listening to another Imaginary Radio Show non sequitur.
I took a class on BASIC, program, whatever. And I don't know, it wasn't really that great. And, like, didn't do anything for me now, that's for sure.
Oh, well, yeah, BASIC is...
Do they even use C++? Like, I don't even know.
No, I didn't even have that. I didn't learn C. I learned BASIC. Everybody knew BASIC. I learned Apple Machine Language. I learned Fortran, and I learned Pascal.
I don't learn any of that stuff.
I took all those, so I knew how to program with that. And then you know where it got me? We're working trucking now. It's got me no place. Got me
and
no
I have
place.
A degree in music, and I work at a zoo and a bakery.
Exactly.
But you're Questar.
I'm Questar. It got me the moniker.
Wow.
But yeah, no, I used to program and do everything, and yeah. I could still play, do BASIC.
Really?
I don't remember. I wouldn't be good at it. For next statements, if then statements, status statements. I remember it a little bit. He's walking. He used to use walking to computer stores. You know, 10 print. Questar is great. 20 go to 10 run, and then you go out of the store, and then we just print Questar is great. Questar is great. Oh God!
Wow.
Nice.
TI had the easiest BASIC in the world. You could do graphics on a TI in BASIC. It was unbelievable. This is a real nerd conversation I have to have with a guy that loves TIs. But you couldn't do like any like machine language. I remember my final project in machine language in on Apples when I was a sophomore. I tried to make this guy dive off a diving board. And you had to program it in machine language. Graphics on an Apple were impossible to do in BASIC. Or maybe they weren't. There's probably some Apple guy that's telling me I'm an idiot. Questar, you're an idiot. But so my whole final project was getting the guy to dive off a diving board.
Right.
And I wanted him to do one flip and land in the pool.
Okay.
He would never make it. Belly flop. I couldn't get him to make it all the way around. I handed it in. I still got it. They gave A's out there as long as you can get something on the screen. But it used to piss me off. I remember that final project. I couldn't get it to work. I was pulling my hair out. Machine language, I mean, that was like 10001. Oh my God. This was in like that's what we used to play on Apples. That we used to go after school. Nerd time. Here's nerd fact number 54. I'm Brian. After school, we had computer club. And you used to go there. And then we played games.
Where's my bell?
And one of the games we played was Tuesday Night Football. It was a text football game. So you type in what I want to throw the ball, or I want a nickel defense, and then we just randomly pick things and we say, okay, he throws the ball to this guy. Tackled. That was the game. That was the fun we had. We thought that was fun.
Wow.
And then you see nowadays, you see like Madden, 2000, whatever. And it looks like, am I watching a real game? Meanwhile, I'm thinking back to Tuesday Night Football, where it's like, you throw it, and it's scrolling really slow, and that was the game. And we were just mesmerized by it.
Right.
Mesmerized. I remember when the first video game, when Dragon's Lair came out. Remember Dragon's Lair?
Nah.
Oh, I gotta get somebody in here who knows these games. But like, when Dragon's Lair and Space Ace came out, it was like watching a cartoon. People would sit, and you'd stand by the video game playing, and there would be 30 people behind you watching the game.
Really?
In the arcades. It was tremendous when those games first came out. And they were the dumbest games in the world, because it was all patterns. It was like a cartoon. You just had to know when to hit the joystick. Oh. But if any video game that came out was good. When 720 came out, you'd have people lined up behind. It was a skating game. And you'd have people, you were five deep. Looking like this, and they'd watch some guy play for 2 hours. It was unbelievable. Such a weird dynamic. It was a weird dynamic. We spent a lot of time in arcades.
Wow.
I lived in arcades. You put the quarter up on top of the thing, that means you were next.
Really?
Yeah, if you went up to a video game and you go up to the top of the thing, sometimes you put it down there, but you didn't want to interrupt the guys playing. But in the top where they had the name of the game,
right,
you put your quarter up there. And that showed that you were the next person to play.
Never heard of that.
These are all arcade things. I was good at Galaga. I was good at Circus Charlie, which is the most unknown game in the world. Nobody knows Circus Charlie.
Never heard of it.
It was down at this store down like a block, you know, a couple blocks away from my house when I was a kid. You couldn't walk, the arcade was on the other side of town. But Circus Charlie, and it was near my school. So we used to, this was the only video game that was there. Circus Charlie, I'm Mr. Circus. Questar is the master of Circus Charlie. I mastered that game. I was good at Galaga, Circus Charlie, Mario Bros. I was pretty good at. My other friend was good at 720. He ruled at 720. He was the skater kid that played 720 that had people surrounding him when he played. My friend Swamp Fox was good at 3D Pac-Man when that came out. That was a big thing.
3D?
Yeah, it was like a weird kind of Pac-Man. He was really good at that. We used to play. We all had our games that we were very good at. And we'd go in the arcade and we'd split up and play those games. And that's when I was a nerd.
To hear our music and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.
I remember the first game that... Oh, what the hell was the name of that game? It was the first time you could play, four people play at once. There were four joysticks on the video game. And it was an adventure game, like it was D&D.
Oh.
What's the name of that game?
Oh. No, I don't know.
Valkyrie needs food, badly. I remember the thing.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, what was the name of that game?
It was like a dwarf, lady fighter, a big guy, and something else, right?
I don't remember, but I remember Valkyrie.
And you could jump in. Like while somebody's playing on the
arcade. Yeah, you play.
You put a quarter in, then you're the dwarf, or you're the wizard. Maybe it was a wizard.
It was everything. You would have four things, whatever they were. I mean, you would have four joysticks
and
on
you
the
fight
thing.
The board together.
Yeah,
and then you advance or something.
Yeah, and I just remember Valkyrie needs food badly. And you had to go find the food, and you were Valkyrie. And what was the name of that game? Like, when that came out, that was huge.
That
like,
good.
Four people at once. Like
I would go to the boardwalk and play that game.
Super Sprint. Remember Super Sprint? It had three steering wheels on it.
Nah.
It was a racing game, and you could race people. What? Dan remembers it. Yeah, Dan's my age. Dan, do you remember Super Sprint?
Yeah, we used to go to the mall just to play Super Sprint.
See?
Atari. Loved it.
He remembers.
He might remember the Valkyrie game.
What games were you good at, Dan?
Good at? Bomb Jack. You ever play Bomb Jack?
I remember Bomb Jack.
That's Love a Bomb Jack. Yeah, that was in the Cumberland Farms. And we would pump orange into the...
Tron was a good game.
Good game. How about Spy Hunter?
Spy Hunter rules.
The slick, the oil
yeah,
slick.
The oil slicks. Oh, Spy Hunter. And the sit-down, when they had sit-down Spy Hunter, there was a line for sit-down Spy Hunter.
And I think it was one of the first games that was 50 cents, too. Oh, Dragon's Lair and Space Ace.
See? I was just talking about that. Brian didn't know what they were.
Yeah, they were like animation. You made a decision one way, but they were 50 cents.
And remember, people would line up around. Yeah. There were like nine people
no one
deep
had ever
watching
seen graphics like that.
The first dollar game I remember playing was a driving game. I don't remember the name of it, but it had stick shift. So you sat down and you had to drive a car with a stick shift. Oh my god! It was a dollar, and you more than happily put it in.
I played arcade games recently because we go to Funtime America and the driving games are unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
And the shooting games, too, are like just ridiculous.
It's mind blowing. It's mind blowing.
What else?
Man, you remember a game?
A lot of system games, though. Like, once, like, 3DO came out. You remember 3DO? It was the precursor to PlayStation.
See, that was done.
It was
done.
The first CD based game.
I was done.
And then also in college, All-Stars Baseball for Nintendo. I mean, I blew a whole semester. Because there's a league, and you would like...
create your own player.
Yeah, you played that game, right?
Oh, I still have the game.
Oh, I was out.
Great game.
I was out.
Great game.
I kept my Nintendo NES system, and I saved the games that I liked the best, which would be baseball, All-Stars, whatever.
The next year it was Madden, and then that went for like 3 years. We played Madden. There were variations of Madden. It was like Bill Walsh's college... but it was the same basic game, same controls as Madden. And NHL too.
I had Coleco Zaxxon. I was done. Like after ColecoVision, I was out.
When I was in Long Branch, it was Jet Moto. You ever hear of Jet Moto? Great game for
Mike Tyson's Punch Out.
Remember Punch Out?
I remember Mike Tyson.
No, Punch Out in the
small bowl.
Remember Punch Out?
How about Warrior Needs Food badly?
See, that's the game we're
that's
talking about.
One. What game is that?
What the hell is it called? Dungeons and Dragons?
No, but it was yeah, but it was. What the hell's the name of that game?
Yeah, War.
Valkyrie Needs
Food badly.
Yeah.
Everybody remembers that line. You can't remember the name
and
of the
then
game.
My other really favorite, one of my favorite games in high school was Skate or Die.
Skate or die.
720.
That's 720.
720.
That's 720.
Awesome game.
That's another one that that's my friend was brilliant at.
Yeah, I was very good at that. I could win that game in the arcade. That's
really?
Might have been one of my best arcade games.
That was one of your best arcade games?
Yeah, because they had it at Hobby Masters, and again, we would go to Red Bank just to play this game. And I could play it for like 20 minutes on a one quarter.
That's good, yeah.
Yeah.
I was Galaga, Mario Brothers.
Oh, Galaga's tough. You know, I have Galaga on Wii, and it's
exactly
the same.
It's cool.
Yeah.
You know how many times I punched that machine?
I got
that
a
was
bunch
the most
of,
frustrating
I got a bunch of those games for Wii, because they're like $5 to buy them online.
How do you do that? I got to learn how to do
that. They have like all those old Namco and everything.
I just bought the joystick, like the Atari joystick, and you plug it into your TV and it's got 20 games on it.
Yeah.
And it has
there was no
better joystick in the world. I don't care.
Yeah.
For the next 400 years, they're never going to make a better joystick than the Atari 2600.
I don't know. Once you get used to a D-pad, and then you have
No.
You can manipulate. In Madden now, you can do. Like, the guy's running with the ball. You can stiff arm, juke, spin, hop. Like, if you know how to do all those moves.
I can't.
It comes
too
hard.
I need an Atari joystick with one button on it.
Yeah.
and thanks for listening to the WAG's Imaginary Radio Show.
Please email us at thewagmusic@aol.com. Let us know what you think of our show and receive a free prize.
Play a lot of video games growing up. We had this place behind the Acme, you know, right where Alicia used to work. And it was called the Whistle Stop, and it was all pinball machines, and they were the first people. It was like pinball machines, guitar lessons, a jukebox, you know, Elios and Cokes and stuff.
Cool place to go.
Yeah, it was great. We all went there for lunch every day, and then this guy would always get there first somehow and play the same two songs for like 2 years. Every lunch started with "I Want You to Want Me" and "Pretty Woman," and then yeah, they got Space Invaders, or no, I think Asteroids they had first, but Space Invaders was like a couple months later, and then yeah, Donkey Kong.
There's a place, I think...
It was the number three game.
Donkey Kong. I was never good at that game.
Mario Brothers, which was the second Donkey Kong. Okay, that was a great
that's
game.
That's my game.
Yeah, it's a really great
game.
Game.
We used to play Killer Mario Brothers, where you play with the other guy, but you try to kill him.
Right.
So you knock the turtle over, and just when he's getting ready to kick it off, you knock it up again. Or you hit the POW button. Just when he's, like, everything, like, he's fine. You're like, and you, it was a race for the, you know, the upside-down turtle, and you with the POW button. Oh,
good stuff.
So much fun.
Yeah, I like those video games back then. And that place closed down, so we didn't. Then they had some at the, like I said, at Cumberland Farms. It just happened to be Bomb Jack, so you know what? We learned Bomb Jack.
That's what I was telling him.
Eight boards, nine boards, like we could really go on that.
I could play Circus Charlie for an hour and a half. Nobody's ever heard of this game. It just happened to be the video game. It was at the sweet shop in Rutherford.
Right.
And I was like, okay, this is the only game I can play. I'm going to be Mr. Circus Charlie.
Yeah. Everybody was Mr. Bomb Jack, and there was a line.
Hi, and thanks for listening to Band Chatter. When the WAG's not busy writing, recording, and rehearsing, this is what takes place.
Okay, let's get started.
You want to get a drink, Questar?
One, two.
Want to go f*** yourself, bro?
This should be it.
All right, go ahead.
One, two.
Your touch is my serenity. It's so easy to love you. You're so natural. I'll be with you forever. You float just like a feather. Let's stay up till the sun comes up and we float across the sky. You must love me too. A perfect moment that can last forever. You take a ride and stop. Okay, let's go. Let's go on an adventure. Let's get lost on purpose. Not okay. Here or there, if it's you and me, it's us. Don't make reservations, you don't even have to pack a bag. What comes next? Don't look back, live right now. Tell me, baby, blue eyes, do you know how much I love you? You must love me too. A perfect moment that can last forever. You take a ride, it's all up. Okay, let's go. The night after we met inside a photograph, and you told me you loved me. You showed me all your secret places, then you left. Hung right above me. We are.
know, there was a movie, a religious movie, and the character that played Jesus, the actor, they only filmed him, like, they filmed him without him blinking the whole movie. Isn't that interesting? Like, he...
So every scene he was in, he...
Every scene he was in, he didn't blink.
I forgot about that.
To, I guess, you know, set him apart from everybody else. But you know what? Like, yeah, that's
but
pretty...
But being Jesus doesn't set you apart enough.
Alright. Well, you know what I mean. Like, isn't that interesting, though?
I think so.
Process it.
Process it.
I wonder if that's... That's just got to be, like, subliminal. Like, you wouldn't notice it.
Right.
But there's something about him
that,
like, you know, why am I, you know, what's with this guy? I mean, Jesus, so he's got, you know, he's got a couple things going for him there. And he doesn't blink. The driest eyes in the world.
But just, do you think that anybody would pick up on... Or even not, you know, just subliminally.
No, I don't think they notice it. I think subliminally, I think they said, wow, the guy can act. There's something like that. You know what I mean? Like, that's a cool director that's like, here, every scene you're in, just don't blink. That's got to be hard. You know, take 27. You don't even think about it.
It's pretty cool, though.
Yeah, I know, but you know how hard it is?
I can hold my eyes open.
You've been on since I started saying that sentence. You just blink 7 times. That's how much you don't even think about it.
I haven't blinked yet.
No,
since you said that,
but you can't go very long.
I can go long. You want to see how
you just blink?
No, I'm blinking now to get it out of my system.
Go ahead.
You want to know?
Yeah, go ahead.
You got a timer? You know, if I had my stopwatch, if somebody would just buy me a stopwatch or a battery for a stopwatch, all I want is a stopwatch. I want a stopwatch.
All right.
All right, tell me when.
Go now.
7:03. You're going to hurt yourself.
I don't think so.
No.
This coming from the guy that has to let his organs settle in the morning, but it's okay to keep his eyes open for 14 hours.
I'm not going to go 14 hours, but I bet you I could go, like, a minute. Has it been a minute?
So what?
Well, then...
This guy won a whole movie.
I know, but he's not filmed,
but
like, 30 minutes at a time.
Yeah, but they must have done... Now, look.
How long has it been?
30 seconds. How you feel?
It's hard.
Well, there you go. Just blink.
You suck.
What?
I could have gone a little bit longer.
I'm sure you could have.
You're listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
I was walking into the store the other day. And I heard a snippet of conversation. There's a Lewis Black bit. He does this. He does it very funny. Talks about how he does like 20 minutes on it. Yeah, we heard this one time, this one woman. And I can't do it the way he does it, obviously. But it just, you know, just the ballpark that he goes. You know, he heard a snippet of a conversation where he said, the woman said, if it wasn't for the horse, I would have never went to grad school. And then he does 20 minutes on it. Like, the guy, I think he's a very, very, very funny guy. But it reminded me of that as I'm walking in the store. This is all I hear. Quote, I know it said it was made in China, but I thought it was a different China. Unquote. And I'm like, do I stop and talk to him? Because I got to know. What did he buy? And that's a true story.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm like, he's either the biggest optimist in the world... Or he's the worst antiques dealer on the planet. It would just made me laugh. I literally stopped in my tracks. Like, he didn't just say that.
What's a different China?
I don't know. But he has something from it.
From the other China?
From the other China.
Hmm.
I just thought it was funny.
Well, growing up, if you dug a deep enough hole, you would...
Go to China.
We would go to China.
I don't know what we just...
Maybe it's the other China.
That's where it is. We would dig when we were kids. We would just dig a hole.
I mean, do you ever dig and see different color dirts? Like
yeah,
different color
we dug
clay?
Down, but we just dug holes.
It got scary when
like
you got deep.
Hogs. No, it didn't get scary.
It did for me.
Stupid.
It went from like brown soil to gray clay to red clay. You tried to what?
Build a pool.
You as a kid?
Yeah.
By yourself?
Not by myself. A couple of friends we need a pool. We didn't have a pool. You just dug a hole. You filled it with water, and you wonder why the water went into the ground. We were stupid, stupid kids.
Nothing changes.
I'm still digging.
Still digging that pool?
Still digging that pool with no liner.
Not good.
Keep on loving you until the morning light. Jerry Garcia died?
Yep.
I remember that day.
Father's Day was Veteran June.
I remember driving to work, and every, like, I turn on the radio, Grateful Dead's on. Nothing odd about that. It's Grateful Dead. You turn on the second side, it's Grateful Dead's on.
Coincidence.
You know, then you flip right to, like, Z100 or PLJ. Just to, like, you end up playing Touch of Grey. And you're like, okay, somebody's dead. I don't know who it is. Probably Jerry.
It had to have been Jerry.
And I just had to wait until the next song to see, oh, my God, he's dead. You know what I mean? And then I get that, like, with, like, Billy Joel and Elton John. You know how many times I think they've died? I think they've died, like, 100. Phil Collins, too. You can throw him into the mix. Because you turn on the radio and it's like, oh, there's a Billy Joel song. Turn on the next station. And it's like another Billy Joel song. That's how pessimistic I am. If I hear two Billy Joel songs, I'm like, oh, my God, he's dead. Oh, my God, he's dead.
Okay.
When I listen to the radio, I get scared. I guess two songs makes me scared.
Ooh, after two for Tuesday, that's bad.
Yeah. Well, no, when it's Tuesday, I'm okay. The first thing I do is when I hear two songs on the same station, I go, oh, wait, it's Tuesday, it's fine.
Thanks for listening to the Imaginary Radio Show. To hear our music and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.